Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 321, episode 2 of Dirt Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into American shared consciousness, and it is Wednesday, January 17th, 2024.
Woo! Oh, you know what that means.
Of course, Miles.
This one is actually has a registered trademark next to the name because it's Popeye the Sailor Man Day.
Hey, Popeye.
So shout out to him. I guess. National Classy Day, and there's a picture of Betty White. I don't know why, but it's just saying, like, hey, y'all, be classy. Treat people with compassion.
Like Betty White.
Like Daddy White. And also, wow. National Bootleggers
up,
Day.
Man.
Did I say that? Freudian slip. National Bootleggers Day, and also National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Not the most exciting day.
People are drunk.
Yeah. And classy.
17 days in. This is the day, the international day to stop doing dry January, apparently.
Right.
They're like bootleggers and hot buttered rum.
And be classy and just eat a can of spinach like Popeye and you're good.
I was just listening to, I was reading a book that took place in like the early 20th century. I think that's where I'm at. But anyways, it was just like some guy randomly dropped in a gratuitous Popeye reference. He was like, as the new comic character, Popeye the Sailor Man says, I am what I am. And I was just like, what the fuck? But then I realized, like, that must have been just the hot shit, like, pop culture at the moment.
Right.
Everyone was Popeye crazy.
Did you ever, I remember in school, we got in trouble for singing a lyrically modified version of Popeye the Sailor Man. Does this ring a bell?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
I live in a garbage can.
Garbage can.
I go to the movies and touch all the boobies. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I remember we got, they were like, yo, knock that shit off. Like, I'm sorry. An older kid told us this shit.
The place where you go to touch all the boobies. The movies.
The movies, and you live in a garbage can.
I mean, that's true when you're in middle school. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. We're your mother, we're your daddy, Teletubbies in the alley. Baja Blast, when in need, want some Coke? Have some cheese. You know we talk trends. Your Zeit boys, full of piss. We're your plumpers, man. That one's courtesy of Lockeroni on the Discord. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
It's Miles Gray. I'm no longer jet lagged Joe Namath because my sleep patterns, they're under control. So please welcome the return of the Lord of Lankershim himself, Hideo Noho, a.k.a. experimental visual artist and podcaster, your boy Kusama. Thank you so much.
He's back.
Fully well rested.
Motherfuckers.
And the baby is on his normal sleep schedule as well. So we're winning in every department.
That takes a while, doesn't it? My kids just got on their normal sleep schedule from just going to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday night was like, he was up to like 11:30. He's like, well, so what are we doing? And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to go to sleep. What the fuck what's up? About? Yeah, no.
Well, Miles, we're thrilled to be joined in our third and fourth seats by the host of season 3 of Beauty Translated.
Yes.
A podcast that celebrates the trans experience and has a lot of fun along the way. Please welcome Carmen Laurent and Janie Danger.
Carmen and Janie.
What's up? Hey, we're back.
Returning champions.
Welcome
Your
back.
Your Discord was so kind to us last time.
Yeah, they really loved
us. You guys were
over
so
there.
Great.
Well, y'all were
everyone
hilarious.
Was so nice to us. It's it's rare when I get like exposed to a big audience and people say nice things.
Hey,
shut up. Yeah. Hey, fuck up last time. Listeners.
Yeah, we try and put out the good vibe. So, you know, we're not talking that shit. Hopefully we have people who are, you know, they're
gave us some shooters. We appreciate it.
They said, you didn't fuck up yet. Let's see how the next appearance goes.
No, for real. We need the BT army because we be talking that shit.
Yeah.
We do.
We need to have the shooters to back up the insane things that we say.
Yes, both online and on the podcast.
They will come. You know, let's just put out your honest self and then let that attract the other like-minded people. And then, it's when people start playing for audiences, shit gets weird.
For real. I've had an interesting few weeks on the internet. I had like two like big viral posts and one of them got like a overwhelmingly positive response that I didn't expect. Mm. And then another one got an overwhelmingly negative response that I didn't expect. And I was like, oh my God.
On the internet?
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Two polarizing experiences.
On X, formerly known as Twitter, believe it or not.
Not in this house.
I hate that. I hate that Twitter isn't the artist formerly known as like era. I hate that.
That in this household, we believe it's still Twitter.
It's still Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had some friends that like kept like preventing it from like updating it so they could still have the bird, and now the bird is gone. No one can have the bird anymore.
They have that horrible Eastern European porn app looking thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it does. It does look like that.
It's like grim. Yeah. Like,
this motherfucker definitely designed the logo too. Like,
it just
looks like absolute shit.
It looks like it's comparable to like the middle school S, you know? Like the S that you drew in middle school.
Yeah,
that's like
he was definitely doodling that in fucking social studies class.
Yeah.
Or whatever the equivalent of
He's
that
like,
is.
Mom, do we have a ruler? He's like, I want to
Do we have another
best.
Ruler so I can draw two lines?
I actually need three rulers to do this shit.
He's been like obsessed with the letter X like his whole career. It's a very like middle school thing. Like it's like the letter X. It sounds so cool.
Right. I mean, his whole persona is very middle school. Like the jacket, the hair plugs. All middle schoolers with hair plugs.
Yeah.
That's the one place that I actually defend Elon Musk. I don't think he got hair plugs. I think he just grew that shit back through sheer tyranny.
Yes. I don't know.
Through pure
what if
he bootstrapped the follicles.
What if there's a fanboy so out there that he was like...
I'll tell you.
No, that's not fair. That's not hair plugs, actually. Those are
real. I'll tell you how he did it. Estrogen.
it is possible that he's on some like variant of like donkey testosterone that like uber rich people can get to like grow their hairs.
The kind that like Brian Johnson is like about to make available for the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donkstosterone.
I love that guy.
Donkstoss.
I want them to fight.
Elon Musk and Brian Johnson.
Yeah. We need Mother to save us.
Mother Brian.
Wait, Brian Johnson is
mother.
He's mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Johnson is the rich guy who's trying to make himself de-age
with,
by
like penis
taking
first,
a little
right?
bit of estrogen. Yeah, penis first.
He is taking, yeah, he is like microdosing estrogen. I can see it in his breasts. Like, I could see it any picture where he takes his shirt off. I'm like, those are female nipples.
You can't
fool me. Right, I know them shits are soft.
He was using his son as a blood bag at one point. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. That was a Peter Thiel move, too.
Yeah. Boys. He's ripping off Thiel's whole fucking swag, man.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it in like a slayer way. So I have to appreciate a little bit.
The slay nail polish mother. Really. I mean, she matches her nails to her blouses.
She really does look so like I'm misgendering Brian Johnson. If he like dressed like a little feminine, like he would like pass. Like he like literally looks like so like soft and like supple.
Lasers.
As a man, why are you looking supple?
I think he's pulling it off. Elon, Brian Johnson, fashion.
No, Elon looks like shit. Elon looks like a fucking like Elden Ring mob. Like, no, Elon looks like he would deal like death blight damage to you if you were like too close to his vicinity. Like,
yeah, but Brian Johnson serving fish.
Yeah, Brian Johnson looks like an Elden Ring NPC that like sells you like the good sorceries.
Right.
And you're like, he looks like he will grant you a crown when you finish his tragic quest line. Elon Musk, you have to like drive like an ancient stake through his heart. He's like a gimmick fight that like he kills you in 5 minutes if you don't do like the exact like platforming right.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to watch Janie's YouTube channel where you learn all the secrets to take down these obscure bosses.
For real. I did make a TikTok video where it was like, my Elden Ring guide for today. And it's like, today's guide is coming out to your parents.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know you both a little bit better in a moment. First, a couple of things we're talking about. Nikki Haley, we're going to talk about her after, you know, she's got New Hampshire coming up. She came in third in Iowa and is spinning that as a win.
Girl power.
Yes.
Girl bossing.
We do have to get to this eBay story today.
Okay.
One of the wildest fucking things we've ever seen on the dock.
I know. Making Scientology look tame.
I don't know what y'all is. I haven't looked at the news and...
Yeah, this one's
coming back around.
Our writer JM, this one came back around and pretty wild. But before we get to any of it, Carmen, Janie, we do like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Well, the thing that's actually at the top of my search history is my own name, but that's embarrassing. So
no, son.
We're going to skip that.
Go on.
I was Googling myself to find my lookbook from when I was 16, by the way, and I couldn't find it because I think lookbook is no longer around. But if anyone finds it, let me know. And okay, the other thing I actually have, I was watching Escape from LA last night. So of course, when you watch a movie, you Google the movie you're watching so that you can read about it the whole time you're watching it. And it sucks. That movie fucking
sucks. It's awful. It's terrible. Yeah.
It's so bad. I love Escape from New York.
Right. Yeah. Escape from New York rules.
Yeah. I loved it. So I was like, my boyfriend is like dying from like the flu or something under like 900 blankets. So I was like, well, I can't find Escape from New York for free. So let's watch Escape from LA. And
you know what movie it feels like a fever dream where you're dying.
Yeah.
And it really was. I felt like the daughter in the electric chair at the end.
Oh, the scene when he's surfing is so sick.
Oh my God. Wasn't it like through the LA River?
Yeah. Like,
saw that shit in theater.
Same.
Because of the surfing on the LA River. Like, I think that was in the trailer. And I was like, yes, please. It was like the trailer promised, what if Escape from New York crossed with like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2?
Right.
You know, it was just like over the top, cartoony, fun. And it was just, it didn't.
Well, unfortunately,
didn't
that was the
off.
Best part of the movie. That
by far.
I just remember, I haven't seen the movie in years, but I do remember that one of the last lines is, right, because Snake Plissken just deads all the technology on Earth. And I think she goes, he turned off the world.
Hey.
So, you know, on my mind, I was like, yo,
that's cool.
Shit,
That yeah, I was fucking cool. 12 when that movie came out. Yeah. I was in 96 or something. I was like, yo, bro, he fucking turned off the fucking world. Oh, my God. Never come
like,
back
all
to
of these are ideas that could be in a good movie. It's just yeah. something Isn't about that also, the movie.
That's also how They Live ends, basically. Like, he just, like, explodes the, like, system that's, like he basically yeah. turns off the world.
The zombie brainwash yeah. system. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen They Live.
They Live oh. is a lot better.
Yeah. Wow.
The first half of They Live is, like, amazing.
This is
so good.
It's wild to look at the soundtrack, like the acts that are on the soundtrack, like these kind of make sense. Tool, White Zombie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like Gravity Kills, Ministry, Sex yes. Pod, Deftones, Tori Amos?
Love yeah, that. Yeah, I might buy yeah. this.
Tori Amos oh was Trent Reznor's girlfriend in the 90s, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude! I fucking yeah. love
what Tori Amos song?
Cornflake Girl. No.
Oh, Cornflake Girl.
No. Okay. It's Professional Widow. Is the Tori Amos track?
Oh, okay. Okay. That is amazing. Oh my god.
It was on that Judgment Night shit where it was like Tori Amos, but like with some fucking heavy metal guitars, maybe.
I don't okay. know. Well, can I talk about the craziest part of the movie? Is Pam Grier plays a trans woman?
Right.
Really? Oh, really?
I don't remember
that's
that.
Right. I don't
oh
remember
my god! I was like, that's when I like started getting annoyed with the movie because they like had her voice. They had Pam Grier's voice like under like some sort of like
tone.
They
down.
Had her
She's
voice
not, like
under
Dr. Some... Girlfriend from
yes, like right. under some sort of filter. And I'm like, wow, Pam Grier looks stunning, but oh my god, like, did they have the to put fuck? That voice filter on her?
They're like, no, that ain't that's Carjack Malone,
right?
That was
yeah,
her
it was
character's
Carjack
name.
Malone.
Carjack Malone. Jack Carjack Malone was her character.
Wow.
Yes.
And now that's Hershey Las Palmas.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, what the fuck?
What kind of whack-ass name is that, too?
I was not prepared for a trans character in this horrible movie.
Yeah, done so. Dirty like that, right?
Yeah.
Janie, what's something from your search history?
Shit, dude. I got, like, I don't have anything as spicy as last time. I got an English to Spanish translator.
Okay.
Pizza near me. I was looking up what Pacific Standard shit. Time was. I found
oh,
a
yeah,
white...
Jamie texts me today at 11:30 while I'm at my laser appointment. She's like, I'm here. What's going on? Where's yeah. the link? I'm like, it's 11:30 PST, Janie.
Okay, so what is that?
What? Give it more context. Come on. I don't know the lore.
Also,
yeah. I found a white pill on the ground at my parents' house. I was trying to see what strength hydrocodone it was.
Oh, yeah. Just the mystery pill.
It was 7.5.
One of the great uses out. For Google is yeah. mystery pill Googling.
A lot of Elden Ring. As I'm playing Elden Ring again, I'm trying to do some of the quests I didn't do last time. A lot of that. Do dragons take bleed damage? They do.
Wow.
There you go.
I guess one interesting thing was I started watching the show The Curse on Showtime, the new Nathan Fielder show. Mm-hmm. And I told my boyfriend that it's like improvised, like that it's like it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm where like there's a script, but like all the dialogue's improvised. And he's like, no, the fuck it's not. And I was like, no, I swear I read it somewhere. And I was trying to find where I read it. And I think I made it up, and I don't. Yeah. I can't really confirm if I actually did read that somewhere or not.
That's my
most
favorite.
Of the shit I say on this show is that.
Yeah, just off the strength of my male confidence, I'll be like, yeah. "Yep, and that happened."
Right, straight up, yeah.
And I humble myself to like my partner. I'll be like, yo, okay, so I was so fucking wrong about the shit I said earlier. Like, and you were right by even questioning it. Cause even though you didn't look for it, I tried to find the evidence and I could not find it. So that was in my head.
It's, I'm like actually like crazy. So like, I really can't, I don't feel like I should apologize because I did. It's very possible I did read that in my mind palace somewhere.
Right, right, right. But, yeah, you so get some things mixed up in the mind palace.
I'm not lying, and I'm also not wrong, even if I gave wrong information. I'm not like...
Oh, I like that.
You know,
you admit to nothing.
This is something Trump is doing in court right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And as your lawyer, Janie, I would just ask, advise that you continue along that path. Do not admit anything.
Thank you.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some overrated, underrated. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And Janie, what is something you think is overrated?
Okay, so I've toyed around with this one for a while because last time we were on here, I think we pissed off a lot of people because I said women. But I wrote down something that's going to piss off even more people. I wrote being goth. And I want to explain myself a little bit. Okay. I think that goth is in my brain, it's like being straight edge, where like if you like just don't drink, like that's fine. Like if you're like just sober, I think that's cool. But if you're like, no, I am straight edge, like that's my identity, I think that's lame. Mm-hmm. So I think that anytime someone like, I don't know, I think that anytime someone is like overly like performative about their identity, I find it very grating. And when people are like, yeah, I am a goth. I'm like,
are you convincing me, like, or convincing yourself?
Yeah, like I mean, I see that your black lipstick is crooked, so you didn't really have to tell me that. But yeah, I see that you're dressed like one of the dead members of Mayhem. So
Janie chose violence.
Wow. Yeah. Did a goth wrong you recently?
Yeah, who?
No, I have goth friends and they're hot and cool, and I think that's awesome.
But you tell them, you're like, yo, but you're too goth.
What's the equivalent of being like a sober person who doesn't like make it their whole personality for goth? Just like being someone who embraces human death and mortality without like making it their whole makeup style?
I think that there's just like a more kind of like, I think honestly, it's sort of like when I see someone that is wearing shorts on a really cold day.
Oh my God, I'm like them.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You are visibly uncomfortable and it's pissing me off. Yes. It's right. Like when I see someone on like a Tuesday in the middle of the day with like chains all over their body. And it looks like this took like hours to do their makeup and everything. I'm like, you don't have to do all this. Like, you can just wear like a little bit of like, you know, spooky, like dramatic eyeshadow and just kind of like a black dress or whatever.
Right.
And I think that that's
fine. Be a little practical.
I don't think you need to dress like you're in like a nu metal 90s rave. Like, when you're going to like a fucking Applebee's. Like, that to me is like, you're signaling too much. And I just, it's something that bothers me. It's like, you look uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, you can do less and get the same point across.
Yeah. That's
cash
like,
goth.
Yeah. My partner, she hates when I wear a full Lakers uniform out to like to eat. And I'm like, yeah, but they're playing tonight. I got to let people know. She's like, you have noodle arms and they don't look good in this tank top. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. This is LeBron jersey. This is LeBron's jersey. Okay. Yeah. I get that.
And maybe my wife hates it when I wear a full Dodgers uniform with the stirrups and the tight pants and everything.
I know, and you're not
like cleats.
And she keeps telling you, you're not even the coach of our kids' little league team. You're like, but I want them to know like if they needed somebody.
Strap on and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oversized, you know. Send a message.
They played the movie Cruising at the Plaza like last year. And if you don't know, that's a movie where like Al Pacino is like an undercover cop and he has to pretend to be like a gay, like.
We talk about Al Pacino movies every time we come on.
Did we last time? I don't remember.
Yeah, we talked about, what is it? Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Right.
But Al Pacino's like, he goes in like the underground, like gay, like leather scene to like catch a murderer. Yeah. And I dressed up in like full like leather gear to like see the movie.
To see.
And I thought it would be like fun and it was uncomfortable and no one else dressed up. And I felt kind of silly. Just like, but so that's to say I'm guilty of this too.
Right. But like, that's the thing that tends to bother us, like that bothers us about other people are things that we see in ourselves too, in some way. So
yeah, that's true.
What is something that you guys think is underrated?
I came up with one on the spot.
Okay.
I'm going to say underrated, being concerned for other people's well-being out on the street. So going, it's cold as fuck outside. As I say, it is colder than a witch's titty in a brass bra right now. Mm. Okay. I know I'm getting old because I went to Asheville last week and I saw a girl, a young girl, probably 17, 18, wearing a tank top and shorts.
Mm.
And it was 30 degrees outside.
Oh,
and
my
was angry. I was ranting about it in the car. I was like angry. I was like to my boyfriend, I'm like, I know that girl is fucking cold. I know she's cold. And like,
right.
I
she's not. Yeah. She didn't grow up north of the wall. You know what I mean? She's not a fucking wildling. She can fucking hang with that kind of temperature. She wait, is that purely because she's like trying to look cute?
Yes. And I just it's always young like people. I'm feeling old now because I'm 30.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wow, it's always young people. They don't have enough money for coats. We need to start giving young people money to buy coats. You know, they're not buying. They're spending their money on drugs and
fashion.
Whatever else, hit clips, whatever else they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just taking this down so that I can talk to my fellow old people about it.
But they need
these dang kids with
to start buying jackets.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're buying skibbity toilets.
Yeah. they're over leveraged in skibbity toilets. Yeah. It's terrible. Or Carmen, you just got to start cruising around with those like emergency reflective blankets.
Yes.
That fold up real good. You're like, hey, you know what? Yeah. Let me just hook you up. Just turn that into like a shawl or something.
I know you're cold. Just take it.
Yeah. Just take it.
I like the idea of someone that's like freezing on the sidewalk and you're like, aren't you cold? And they like turn to you and they show you like that they've bought like every like Fortnite skin.
Nah, we're good here.
I'm comfortable.
I sleep just fine at night.
The drip keeps me warm.
That's right. Unless they're from Massachusetts. If it's that's just Massachusetts culture, being like wearing shorts when it's 30 degree weather.
I remember seeing that and being upset though too as a Californian. I'm like, you're really wearing fucking flip flops and shorts right now?
Yeah.
And I'm in like three
coats.
I'm
not cold, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
It's almost like offensive. Like you're trying to like show off right now?
Yeah.
Might be because we're from the South and when we see like someone, it's like that fucking Yankee. I hope they get hypothermia.
I hope they die.
Yeah.
They die from goosebumps on their legs.
You think I forgot that Sherman made Georgia howl? You think I forgot that?
Doctor, we have to amputate him below the shorts.
Janie, what is something you think is underrated?
All right. I wrote down two things, but I think I want to go with the more fun one that I like talking about, and that is sex scenes in movies.
Hell yeah.
Because I'm a pervert and I like I like watching them, and I think it's cool. I rewatched the date. I actually bought it on Criterion because I had a Barnes & Noble gift card from Secret Santa.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The movie Crash, the David Cronenberg movie. And it's been a while since I've seen it. And I forgot that, like, every fucking other scene of that movie is a gratuitous and pervy, aberrant sex scene. And it's a beautiful film. And it, like, really, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's very... I was thinking to myself how funny it is that a lot of people that are like ostensibly like leftist or like pro, like queer, pro disabled, pro all these kind of things, like ostensibly, and they're very uncomfortable with the portrayals of like sex in movies. And what I find interesting is that, like, if you had a bit of media literacy, like good sex scenes, like, convey so much about characters in movies that, like, you don't always get from, like, other, like, means of, like, storytelling. And I feel like Crash is a very interesting portrayal of that because it, like, says so much about, like, aberrant sexuality and liberatory sex and, like, polyamorous sex and queer sex. And, like, I don't know. I just think it's awesome. And I think if people could put down their prudishness for a minute, then
get laid.
They could appreciate, I don't know, a lot of really beautiful cinema that there is. So
yeah,
I second that.
We always talk about how the movies are less and less horny these days.
It's so sad to me. It's true, because in the 90s there was, like, in early 2000s, like, there was like a whole genre of like erotic thrillers and, like,
yes,
like, yes, like really the last like movie I think that I've seen in the mainstream that, like, its selling point was its eroticism was like 50 Shades of Grey,
right?
And that movie sucks.
Yeah.
And maybe also Saltburn, and that movie also sucks. So yeah, I don't know. I just think it's sad to me that, like, think that that's like a bygone era, because I don't know. I think there's just a lot of, like, beauty, and there's a lot of, like, things that can be, like, studied about the human condition through portrayals of, like, intimacy in film. And I also think the history.
Goddamn taking it from us. The goddamn zoomers.
I think the history is too important to ignore, too. Just, like, the fact that, like, it took so long for sex to even, like, for the liberation of, like, free sex and all of that, free love, whatever, to, like, be portrayed on like mainstream movies and stuff like
that. And like the Hays Code and like all of that, like, how much stuff had to be like inferred and like I don't know, like, it's such an inherently, like, reactionary thing. Like, I'm always going to be, like, pro art in, like, almost any form. I'm always going to be, like, for the medium of art, and I'm always going to defend it. So it just always, like, will, like, always piss me off when people, like, try to make arguments like that. And it's like every fucking week on Twitter you have, like, some, like 19-year-old who hasn't, like, who's, like, seen, like, four movies and is like, I think sex scenes are uncomfortable and unnecessary in movies.
Right.
With an anime profile picture.
Yeah. Right. It's like, watch better movies. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Like,
I wanted to say, totally unrelated, but Janie, we have got to watch Body of Evidence together. My favorite erotic thriller.
Anyway. Have you seen Body Double? And there's also Body Heat, which are other erotic thrillers.
Just a subgenre of movie, erotic thrillers with body
in
the name. Yeah.
Well, Body
of Evidence is Madonna and Willem Dafoe. And
let's go.
Madonna pours hot wax on Willem Dafoe.
Yay!
It is such a horny, hot, goofy, fucking nerdy movie. Like, there's a scene where Madonna is like, at an acupuncturist and like Willem Dafoe is like jerking it to like Madonna naked on this acupuncturist table.
Yes.
With needles in her body. Yeah.
Yes, with the needles in her body.
Okay, Willem.
Hot.
Yeah.
I bet his facial expressions were not freaky in that scene.
Have you seen Crash, Carmen?
I haven't, but I think we talked about it. It's the one about cars.
Yeah, it's
unfortunately
about,
in this household, the only Crash that we acknowledge is
Paul Haggis. 2004 Best Picture winner. Yeah.
That should actually be one of the things on that original. Like in this house, we believe
Paul Haggis's Crash is the only Crash.
Have y'all seen the one where they a la carte that and they cross out the thing that says no human?
Yeah, no human's illegal. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think seeking to range.
That's not what that sign's for, but okay.
Yeah, they're like a la carte.
No, thank you. Not that one.
Yeah.
Just like, I like a la carte intersectionality.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get into the news?
Yeah.
As we talked about on yesterday's trending, Trump won big in Iowa. Is that Iowa? Yeah. And Nikki Haley came in third, which, you know.
Who came in second?
Ron DeSantis.
Oh, okay.
But he had, like, gone.
Ron DeSanctimonious. Meatball Ron.
He had gone in big, being like, we're going to come, we're either going to win or come very close to winning. And he got beat pretty badly. So people are reading this as a L for his campaign. Nikki Haley is trying to spin it as a win. How's it going, Miles?
She's saying it's a two-horse race, I think. After, like, it's clear that this is down to be two candidates. And I think she's saying because of the work she's done in New Hampshire and then her home state of South Carolina, she's like, yeah, I got this. Like, they're definitely into my candidacy and probably have already completely forgotten that I memory-hold the entire American Civil War. So I think we're good because that didn't really bother them anyway.
I'll be honest. I think Nikki Haley, just like from the conservative perspective, I think she is a more viable candidate than Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's proving to be.
I think Ron DeSantis is extremely repellent. And I mean, like, as far as like conservative candidates go, like this is all so superfluous. It's going to be Trump. The only thing that could maybe prevent it is some of the legal stuff.
Right.
But assuming that there's another person in the running, I think that they're going to need kind of a more like moderate like vote at least to like make any like headway. And I don't think they're going to get that through Ron DeSantis, but they maybe could through Nikki Haley.
Yeah,
maybe.
And she's also polished and like she's likable in that sense that she knows how to get people to like her. Ron DeSantis does not know how to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to act like a human being. Like he doesn't know how to smile. Unfortunately.
The smiles in the debates are like some of the greatest just, I don't know, human specimens of like just discomfort and like unnatural squirming in the face of like attention. It is like, it does tap into something about like how I feel when I'm like walking in front of people and I'm like, oh God, they're looking at what I'm doing with my hands, aren't they?
It triggers like your fight or flight when you see it. Like I don't know. It gives you like this like lizard brain feeling. Right. Like, oh, like,
is this an act of violence against me? I'm not sure how to interpret this.
Technically it is. Yeah. I mean,
social violence. So yeah, Nikki Haley, I think she's very much now, she's flexing her like conservative hypocrisy muscles because I think it was Kilmeade on like Fox and Friends did a softball and like people are saying this is a racist country. What do you think about America? Is it a racist country? And Nikki Haley, wow, you swung for the fences and really fucking crushed this one.
Can't wait to hear this.
Are you a racist party? Are you involved in a racist party?
No. We're not a racist country, Brian. We've never been a racist country. Our goal is to make sure that today is better than yesterday. Are we perfect? No. But our goal is to always make sure we try and be more perfect every day that we can. I know I faced racism when I was growing up.
Oh.
But I can tell you today is a lot better than it was then. Our goal is to lift up everybody.
It did happen.
Not go and divide people on race or gender or party or anything else. We've had enough of that in America. That's why I'm so passionate about doing this. I don't want my kids growing up where they're sitting there thinking that they're disadvantaged because of a color or a gender. I want them to know that if they work hard, they can
unless
do
they're
and
trans.
Do anything they want in America.
Terms and conditions do apply to that statement and all of it. 100%.
I think she's kind of like their Elizabeth Warren in like so many ways because she's like very, like, she's only going to be there as kind of like a spoiler to any other candidates. And she also is pretending to be a different race or something right. like that. I forgot what that is. Is she pretending to be Native American?
Yeah,
like,
she was trying to claim some kind of, indigenous bloodline or whatever. And people were like,
damn, her and Elizabeth Warren would make a great, like, Thelma and Louise style couple.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, I was going to say what really alarmed me about Nikki Haley, but whatever. I'm not like scared of her or anything, but I did see a clip of her talking about abortion and whatever, and she's really trying to feminize the Republican stance on abortion.
I'll be honest though, like, I think that that's probably kind of smart. Like, I feel
I'm saying that scares me, you know.
Yeah, I feel like smart. That is such a, like, it's their biggest, like, losing issue by, like, a long shot, and I feel like the best chance they have at, like, getting, like, a broader coalition is by just biting the bullet and being like, yeah, we'll Roe versus Wade's the law of the land. And I've been kind of, like, curious, like, to see, like, who's going to do it first. And I guess it would make sense if,
well, she's like backed off. She's definitely backed off of being so hardline. And she's been like, you know, I don't know if it's smart to, like, to keep really thinking about this kind of stuff and try to avoid it in that sense.
She also made it, like, I saw a clip of her saying, like, something about how we need to stop shaming people and women for abortion. And, like, we need to start, and she's, like, basically alluding to, like, we need to start supporting women and babies, which is, like, never been the Republican stance.
No.
And so I'm like, you're never.
Once they become babies, it's over. They're not.
Yeah, once they become babies.
Yeah, adoption? No fucking way. I just said that shit. Just to say that. But it is wild when she says, like, this country has never been racist, and be like, except for when I
experienced racism.
A lot of racism I experienced as a kid, but that was back then. So it's
all
never
just gone
been
now.
That. Yeah, or just saying, and you know, and I get it, we're not perfect. So does that mean that because there's racism that people are having to experience? Like, it's
because there's liberals.
It's so disingenuous.
We're not perfect because people are woke.
Right.
If my kids don't know about racism, if I don't tell them about it, if they don't hear about it, then they're just gonna be, like, completely immune to it or something. Which is not
Her kids will be immune to it because they're white.
Well, they're rich. Yeah.
Or white passing. Yeah. Because, like, for her, you know, she grew up in a Sikh Indian family. And it's funny because in her own book, she talks about all the time the fucking racism that her and her family had to experience in South Carolina. And she's like, it's a lot better today. And then a few reporters, like, went to her town and, like, asked, like, people, like, do you think it's less racist? They're like, hell no.
She just got richer and moved, you know?
And those were the racist people. They asked
Hell
no, man.
But they said, another section of her book, Haley recollects how her father was profiled by law enforcement due to his turban, and how her brother begged to break with Sikh tradition and have his hair cut due to relentless bullying, and how at the age of 8, she was disqualified from a local beauty pageant due to the color of her skin.
That's definitely not.
She's making that one up. She was busted.
It has definitely not become a more friendly place to be a brown person or someone wearing a turban, like, in anywhere in this country.
Yeah.
No.
So what is the story with... So where is her brother today, I'm wondering? Like,
I have no idea. She doesn't speak to them.
She's a woman now.
I was like, I'm like thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if he spoke up and was like, fuck that bitch? But
yeah.
I mean, that's a classic move to, like, only, like to say, like racism, misogyny, sexism, all that, like, doesn't exist until it, like, applies to you. Like, that's a very, like, old school, like, conservative thing. Like a lot of, like, black Republicans do this, where, like, they say, like, we're very far past race, and, like, slavery was, like, 400 years ago, and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, people are persecuting me because I have these views and I'm black. And it's like, you can't really, like, play both things like that, you know? It's either it doesn't exist, it never exists, it never has existed, it never will exist, or, like...
It, like, exists and it manifests in a myriad of ways throughout my life.
Right. Or it does exist when it applies to me and my conservative beliefs. Like, that's, like, I don't know. That always pisses me off when people are, like, super, like, anti-wokeness and, like, people are so sensitive nowadays. And then it's like, well, oh, now people are like being like, I don't know, like they just always want to have it both ways. Like,
yeah. And truly for this, like with Nikki Haley, it's like, this country has never been racist except for all that time when I was a child. And then I stopped thinking about it. And then I got a new husband. I changed my name and then I'm good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it again, that's the worldview that the voters want to have too, because I think it really helps it helps them not have to really contend with actual legitimate issues of racism. If your go-to argument is always like, well, this country was never racist. You know, it's like, a lot of people want to paint this country with this brush or whatever. And you're like, okay, yep.
Yeah.
See what you're doing.
All right. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
And let's talk eBay. They've been fined $3 million.
Skirting laws?
That doesn't sound like that much for
Beanie
a company
it
doesn't. As eBay it is, size.
It is the maximum that you can be fined for what they've done here. And then there's probably a civil suit pending. But so forced to pay $3 million to resolve criminal charges stemming from several of its former employees, charges which include stalking, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice.
I'm sorry.
Is eBay run by the Church of Scientology? What is going on?
It would appear so, based
on
the story.
They're doing some fair game. Yeah.
So the actual crimes happened back in 2019. If they're ever to make a movie of this, like The Social Network will look so tame in comparison to this like tech bro horror show. They basically risked it all to take down a block. It's like, you know, those movies like Michael Clayton or like The Pelican Brief, where like a corporation like starts like assassinating people because like for the purposes of profitability, the firm, you know, like. It's like that, but for the wildest, like most inoffensive, like low stakes shit. So there's this married couple that ran a newsletter called E-commerce Bites, Bites spelled B-Y-T-E-S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it.
So, wait, do you guys get it? I just want to make sure everybody.
Yeah,
gets.
Yeah.
Bites. Okay. Cool. So, it made eBay's executives. Yes, exactly.
They're swingers, right?
Got it. Copy. It made them so angry, including then CEO David Wenig and then Chief Communications Officer Steven Weimer, that they like enlisted these like six people. They have a head of security, and that like, which is again like something straight out of those movies, where it's like, yeah, I handle security for eBay. And you're like, get oh, Jim so you're Ba a security on guard on yeah. the yeah.
No, no,
Denzel Washington and Man on Fire. But.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. I help solve abstract problems that the company might face.
Yeah, right. So the harassment campaign began after they, like, this head of security reached out to the Steiners, the people who ran the blog, and were like, "Hey, could you shut the fuck up?" And they were like, "Oh, no, we, you know, we're just an independent blog. We feel like we need to speak our truth," and so, like. One of the things that they had pointed out on their blog is that the CEO's $18 million salary was 152 times what the average worker got, which is like really straightforward shit.
Yeah.
Duh. What the fuck?
Y'all are just
Duh.
Doing your thing as a company. Like, yeah, of course I make 152x what the worker does.
So next, the security team conspicuously, like, and specifically were like, all right, we're going to start a harassment campaign. Watch the 80s teen comedy Johnny B. Goode, starring Anthony Michael Hall and Robert Downey Jr., in which a villainous football coach is pranked with pizza deliveries, Hare Krishnas, and a male stripper.
They did
and
homework for this?
They did homework.
So this is what they took from them. They had the pizzas delivered. They were like, that's a killer idea. Holy shit, I can't. Like, apparently they were never in middle school.
I would be like, yummy, pizza and strippers.
They needed to.
Thank you so much.
Someone was really thinking about me.
Right.
They also sent a fetal pig, a bloody pig mask, live cockroaches, and a book about surviving the loss of a spouse, along with a funeral wreath.
A funeral wreath with that book is pretty fucking gangster.
That is.
Yo,
so
how to get over the death of your
menacing.
Spouse.
Yeah. They also mailed copies of Hustler, but not, so at first you're like, cool, thank you, to the couple's neighbors with the husband's name on it.
Oh, that's dope.
And then
I would have done like gay porn. That would have been way funnier.
Yeah. Right. Hustler. That's so tame. Yeah. Come on.
Trannies Weekly.
And then they posted Craigslist ads with the couple's address, inviting people over for sexual encounters.
Oh, so they were swingers.
That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah. Called it.
This is so wild. It's just like, I love though that for real, the guy was like, okay, watch Johnny B. Goode. And then that like when the pizzas probably weren't doing it, they're like, we got to go harder. Okay, now let's just put up random ads looking for like casual sex to be
let's
like,
start sending
just come through the door. Yeah.
They're like, all right, Johnny B. Goode didn't work. Let's watch Saw 3.
Right.
Let's get some more ideas.
We need some
here.
More ideas, yo. Yeah. I mean, the fetal pig thing was cool, but they ate it.
Right.
So we got to come up with something different, something more edgy.
Their strategy was to make the couple so scared that they would then have to turn to eBay to ask for help to stop the attacks, thus winning the Steiners' confidence and manipulating them into favorable coverage of eBay. So like at this point, it just sounds like somebody did a lot of cocaine or some other stimulant, rambled for 3 nights, like 36 hours in a row, and they just like were cursed to do everything that they came up with in that meeting because
and nobody said that's a bad idea
or
illegal, like,
and then they're gonna have to like turn to us because and like dude, they're gonna be so scared.
Imagine
we'll be right there just waiting for them.
They're gonna be thanking us. They're gonna be so happy.
You think you're gonna fucking die and then oh, hello, what? eBay? Oh, you can fucking help me? Dude, then I fucking love you. You fucking see this? The White Knight fucking strategy, bro. Straight out of that other fucking movie we just fucking watched.
Were these people old? The people that they did this to? Because this seems like something that would only work on, like, old people. Like, I don't
right.
Like,
I mean, probably when I'm picturing them, they're like 40s, 50s. That is based on absolutely nothing. But they were young enough to like catch them when. So after all of this, and their plan was just working perfectly, they then decided they had to travel from eBay in, I think, Northern California, Silicon Valley, to Massachusetts and put a tracker on their car. Mm-hmm. And they were spotted and the police were contacted. The police called the FBI and...
And you know the rest of it from here.
Yeah. So eBay security team tried to delete evidence and falsify records to throw authorities off the trail. They even considered enlisting a friendly in a Bay Area police department to provide falsified security camera footage. Seven former eBay employees have been convicted of felonies. The former chief communications officer who texted, "We are going to crush this lady," and the former CEO who issued the order, "Take her down," were never charged, of course. Because it is America.
Okay, Taylor's I just have to time. Scroll back up to double check when the dates of these events were. This was eBay well after its prime. This is eBay in 2019 when virtually, I don't know anybody who's using eBay.
Yeah. Like, it makes sense if it was like they were at the just like drunk on power,
like in the
when they were the only internet, the only site on the internet. Mm-hmm.
So this was in 2019 that they were fighting so hard for eBay, which I don't know. Like, are they still doing big business these days? I don't know.
My boyfriend uses it a lot.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, people still use it. I know people who like
cool shit you can buy there.
Yeah, I find it's funny. Like, I used eBay for the first time like last year because I was like looking for like a pair of pants that they stopped selling. And lo and behold, someone like found them at a Ross recently. Wow. Was like, "Hey, man, there'll be a markup." And I'm like, "Yes, give me those cargos now."
Last time I used eBay was to buy some illegal Pokemon and have them directly transferred into my Pokemon home. Shout out to the Pokemon.
Wait, illegal Pokemon?
Yeah, on eBay you can buy Pokemon and they will... Well, you can't anymore because I don't think...
That are real?
Yeah, that are real. I use them in my... I use them
against the law because of animal smuggling.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You can only have three Bulbasaurs on a residential property.
Yeah.
Miss, you have a Tentacruel waiting for you at the post office.
Do we need to give it water? No. Don't
fuck you me. Have an illegal Ursa ring, ma'am? Yeah. It just means that all their stats are like super like high, like beyond.
They're illegal for competitions. They're like illegal to play in Pokemon Stadium.
If I brought them online, I would get my ass kicked by the Pokemon company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
Well, fuck them. Don't let them hold you down like that.
Fucking Rocket. So Team Rocket was harassing this poor couple.
Jesse and James.
Yeah. I mean, this is a... This it's so funny.
That is very Jesse-coded to be like, "Send gay porn to their house."
Did we send enough pizzas, Jay?
Let me examine the gay porn that we send to their house. Oh, first. That's
and then
the
they
good
sent
stuff.
James over cross-dressed to be the stripper.
Allow me to cross-dress into their home. They're like, how does that... They're like, just let me do it.
James looking for any excuse to cross-dress.
Yeah. Meowth is like, I don't know, boss. I don't know how this helps
these references.
This'll take them down for sure.
I hope somebody out there does.
It is wild though, like, because you talk about how much money was going around. The fucking was it the CEO who got like a fucking crazy payment?
Yeah, the CEO when he left? Was forced to resign. So got his ass and received a $40 million severance package.
Oh, wow. Slay.
And is now got reelected to the board of General Motors because, according to the General Motors chief executive, the regrettable eBay scandal didn't involve any GM businesses. So,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, if this is what eBay's up to, God, you know, Amazon is like torturing people in South America.
They've
you
got
know,
people
like...
in the basement.
They have black sites all over the United States.
These were the security detail that eBay could afford. Like, so that's why they got caught. Like, they couldn't successfully, like, drop a bug on somebody's car or, like, a tracking device on somebody's car. They were having to go to 80s movies to,
I'm imagining, like, Discogs being like, that's the guy that's devaluing my Beach House records.
Shout out to Discogs. I love you, Discogs.
Yeah.
For all the fucking music heads out there.
that was a joke. I'm not besmirching Discogs. Or cool
you get a knock on your door.
The CEO of Letterboxd being like, they're bringing down About Schmidt's Letterboxd score. Send a hornet's nest to their house.
Kill them.
Yeah.
Crush them, literally. Crush them. Fucking raise the home to the ground. Oh, shit.
Jesus. Amazing.
Let them know to write a bad review about Schmidt ever again.
Not in this house.
In this house, we believe Alexander Payne is the greatest director.
Dude, straight up, holdover supremacy.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to the Giamatti Hive.
Carmen, Janie, such a pleasure having you both back on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
God, I feel like it ended so fast. I don't even feel like we covered any news. Sorry, y'all.
I got two stories, but that's...
Well, it was fun. Blast, I had a lot.
It's the memories we made along the way.
It was memories we made along the way. Yeah. You can find me at The Carmen Laurent on Instagram and over on our Beauty Translated Pod Instagram. So go over to our feed, Beauty Translated, to check out our first episode of season 3 featuring the girls, Alyssa, Domino Presley, and Raquel Starr. If you're a fan of your adult entertainment, you will love listening to Domino Presley. Try to guess if it's a sex toy or something from Saw. So we played a game with her. It was a lot of fun. And please, also, we have a love line. If you need advice, if you need help, if you need a friend, give us a call at our phone number, which is 678-561-2785. And you have the chance of having your voicemail played on air where we will answer your questions. And then Janie, take it from there.
Janie_danger on Instagram, or just Janie Danger. I can't really remember.
It's underscore danger. I have to type it.
It's at wifesucker on Twitter. My account's locked for 8 hours, but that's another story for another day. I'll be back at wifesucker on Twitter. And yeah, Beauty Translated season 3 premieres tomorrow.
Today.
Today.
Yes.
Oh, today. Yes. Today. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Today. And yeah. Beauty Translated. You can find that shit fucking wherever you listen to podcasts. I also have a new album coming out called East Atlanta Suburb. It should be out by March or April. I'm not quite sure yet. And you can find my music anywhere you stream music. I have a new single out. It's called Whiskey Mule. Yeah. Janie Danger. Also, real quick, if you're in the Atlanta area, I have a few shows coming up. I have one on January 27th at Factors in Little Five Points, and I have one February 1st at South Bend Commons, and a few more. If you want to follow me, you can just keep up with all that. So,
Go do it.
Yeah.
Is there a work of media y'all have been enjoying?
God, let me go through my screen. I screen.
Dude, I got a cool one, actually. I came prepared.
Is it about mother cunt gushing?
No, that's not.
She shitted the mother toilet. Is it something like that?
I'm over that. It's way cooler.
I loved that for when it lasted.
I found these two tweets that are really cool, and I just want to read them verbatim right now. This first one is it reads, "Adrenochrome Holocaust. The Holocaust was an adrenochrome harvest in exchange for extraterrestrial technology." And then a follow-up by Miss Rico Angel 333. "I'm 68, a disabled veteran. My head just blew up. The Holocaust was an adrenochrome harvest for alien technology? OMG! They are still doing it, only to children? The whole adrenochrome machine is to feed the aliens? It's for power, wealth, and a longer, healthier life. Harvesting humanity. Literally. Only our creator has enough power to help us defeat this evil. We must not falter. Since we are all connected, everybody's life depends on it. This evil must leave the planet. My God wills it." So
what the fuck?
Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's cool.
That was
I think that's pretty cool.
My tweet is by it's Mook 989 and it says this whole no smoking with kids in the vehicle thing is just ridiculous. Look at him. He's just
he's cold out there. Yeah.
And it's a picture of them smoking in the car with their kids standing outside in the
side
snow.
Of the highway.
In the snow. But he is dressed warmly. I will say that kid is dressed warmly. So yeah,
and he's still got all his adrenochrome in his blood. So he's fine. He's fine.
It's not too late to harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles. Where can people find you as their working media? You've been enjoying.
Oh, man. find me at Miles of Gray, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, and the like, wherever they got the ad symbols. You can also find us on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. We're talking about the NBA. And if you like 90 Day Fiancé, like I do, then check me out on 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra. Social media post. I saw something on TikTok, but I didn't save it. So I have to ask my friend what it was. So, you know what? To just spare everybody that embarrassing thing that I can't procure, I will just say, just watch something good. Okay? Watch something that won
Watch
Emmy.
Escape from L.A. Okay?
Watch Escape from L.A. and watch them turn off the world as we all want to.
By David Cronenberg.
Yeah, watch that too.
Or watch and then, The Holdovers. Haggis.
Then watch Haggis's crash back to back. And then you'll have psycho-emotional crash.
Every time Janie says, watch Crash by David Cronenberg to put me saying Paul Haggis over
by Paul Haggis.
Mm-hmm. Paul Haggis. Did you get that clean?
Good. The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham in theaters now. me and Sam went to see that. It was fucking awesome.
it looked like a blast.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Is Jason Statham? Wait. We can talk about this after the show.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
I actually wish I brought that up instead of the tweet, but whatever. You know.
Jason Statham.
Shouts out to Jason Statham.
Yeah. Let's see. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien, a tweet I've been enjoying. Meg at @Megan_Lynn tweeted, quote, I was born in the wrong generation. Okay, well, if I didn't have Google Maps, I'd kill myself. So now what?
You'd have ways.
Yeah, that's right. And then Bob Rock retweeted, somebody named Cass tweeted, they caught a dude jacking it at work yesterday and he's at work today. That's crazy. And Bob Rock retweeted that with a picture of Bruce Springsteen and then rewrote it as, well, they caught a dude jacking it at work yesterday and he's back at work today too.
Yo, I'm pro labor. What do you think I want him fired?
They just haven't found the right job for him yet.
That's right. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode. Well, it's a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what's the song that you think people might enjoy?
I was listening to this track by Antonio Barrett and Nice Guys, and it's called 2 AM, and it kind of has like a modern kind of yacht rocky feel. Just something easy. Just a little bit. Got some singing, got a full live band behind it. Just easy. It's easy. Man, it's not the highest form of art, but sometimes you need a little something that kind of gets your shoulders bumping and you do whatever you do around the house and just kind of, you know, put the audio wallpaper up. So yeah, this is 2 AM by Antonio Barrett.
All right, we will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever fine podcasts are given away for free. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.